up.
98 FM's
All Day Big Breakfast. Give it
to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
They are a power couple, an iconic duo, and they have a hit podcast. James Kavanagh and William Murray, welcome to The Big Breakfast. How are you both?
Hello, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Guys, congratulations on the podcast, The Simpler Life. How many episodes have you done now?
God, 25 for the first series, and then we're on episode 3 now, are we?
I just look to James whenever anyone asks questions because I have no idea.
William's like, we have a podcast?
I'm like, yeah.
That's the mics we have once a month in the kitchen, William. Yeah. No, we have 25 in the first series, but because I was like, we need a second series.
Yeah.
But I was like, how many episodes do you do in a series? You have a podcast.
Yeah, we do, but ours is so sporadic. So ours depends on what TV show we're covering.
Okay.
So we'll just do an episode on each TV show in a series, whereas you guys are podcasting all about your life. So you made the big move from Dublin to Kilkenny.
Mm.
What has life been like for you both since you moved?
Well, the podcast is called The Simpler Life ? Because we wanted to really document that city to country transition and talk about the positives and the negatives. And there has been a nice blend of both.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a simpler life, I can say that. Because, like, you know, things I never thought of in Dublin, like we're not on the mains. We have a well.
Yeah, you have a well.
We have a septic tank and that needs to be looked at. And
if
you know,
there's like a gust of wind that the power will go.
Yes. Yeah. So yes. There's all those kind of things. But then on the flip side, like we have this gorgeous like view all the time. There's cows in the next field, sheep, the birds. Like we were in Phibsfjord for 9 years and the only birds I saw were pigeons and seagulls. Now we can see goldfinches. We saw a great woodpecker.
It's such a big deal when you see a woodpecker. Yeah. My parents live in Wexford and we all scream. The woodpecker!
Yeah.
Something happens. I don't know. Does it happen in your 30s that all of a sudden you get into bird watching?
Yeah, we have at least like 5 different. Well, I feel like we have a bird book at every window just in case you're at the window and you see a bird you don't know. There's always a bird book there.
And there'll be a scream, William James! And it's like, what? Either of us think something's happened and it's we've just seen a bird we've never seen before. It's definitely a more wholesome life.
Love that. And the podcast has been a huge success. So successful that you're doing a live show in Dublin. Can you tell me all about that?
Dublin and Cork. Don't forget Cork.
Cork as well.
Mr. Cork.
I'm from Cork, so yeah. Please now. So we're doing live shows on the 8th and the 16th of May. We're super excited. It's just kind of going to be us meandering around different conversations, never finishing our point.
Totally worth the ticket price.
Yeah, probably having a furious argument. Definitely pay and come and see us.
So it's the 8th in the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin. But yeah, it's going to be kind of, I think, I don't know about you, but I think most people in cities or, you know, built up areas have a little thing in the back of their mind that they'd love to just run away and run to the countryside and just have that simpler life. So that's kind of the idea for the tour, is to just look back on the year we've just done and kind of explain it to anyone who's maybe interested in that, because it's so doable.
Yeah.
Like we're an hour and 25 minutes from Dublin, and I think a lot of us, especially me who is from Dublin, you kind of think there's no life outside it, and there is. You know, you just go that bit further, and with, you know, transport, everything's just a bit closer these days. And I think in Ireland we're spoiled for how small it is. Like I have friends in London who travel an hour every day to work.
Yeah, and to see friends it could be an hour and a half to go across the city, whereas you've actually come up here today and it's taking you an hour and a bit. An hour and 30?
About an hour and 25 minutes. And I'd say you're an hour to the outskirts of Dublin, which is where my parents live in Sagar. So it's quite close. And like with people having hybrid work models these days, like living that outside the city is very possible these days and very rewarding. Just not the septic tank drama and the well.
We've become such like country people so fast as well. Like anytime we do have to come up to Dublin, we're like both eye rolling at each other, like, oh geez, we have to go up to Dublin today now. And God, isn't Dublin very busy? And it's very like overwhelming when you do come up, when you haven't like been up in a week or two. And there's so many people, there's so many like things going on, and it can get
sensory overload.
Yeah,
do you know what else as well? Because I'm from here, I've lived here my whole life. It's kind of made me excited again about Dublin. I come up and I'm like, oh, I have to cross that off, and I have a list of things I want to do. So it's kind of made us excited as well.
It's dangerous as well, because you know when you're wandering around Dublin, you don't live here anymore. You can't like escape to your own house. So you're just there in the city, and you just end up spending like.
That's what the Westbury's for.
Yes,
you go to the Westbury.
And the Marion.
And the Marion. Yeah.
Because there's nothing to do.
I saw you there last week. As of course, go for coffee, he's there.
Go into a shop and you just end up spending loads of money.
Yeah, it's true.
It is Monday morning. Rebecca here on The Big Breakfast, chatting with James Kavanagh and William Murray all about their brand new podcast, The Simpler Life and Life Outside of Dublin.
Hello, Rebecca.
So I saw that you were obviously up in Dublin last week again as well. Where do you guys like to eat when you come back to Dublin? So you're both foodies. You've had great success with Currabinnie. Where are your favourite places for a meal now, especially that you're not, everything's not on your doorstep in Dublin anymore?
Yeah, well, I'll let you go. You went to Unomass the other
day. I was in Unomass. Love Unomass. I hadn't been in a while, but I was actually on a work thing in Mayo with a Spanish girl, and they were like, oh, let's go for dinner tonight. So I was like, grand, I'll book us a restaurant. And I booked us Unomass, and then when I told her the name of the restaurant, she was like, oh, you're bringing me to a Spanish restaurant in Dublin? You know, I'm from Spain. I was like, oh yeah. She was like, I usually don't go to Spanish restaurants when I'm not in Spain.
Yeah.
So, but she did say the tortilla was the best she had had
outside of Spain. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Let's talk about Gror and Traw for a moment.
Yes.
It's back on our screens tonight for season two. What can people expect, James?
Well, people can expect a lot more juice in season one. And gays. We have two gays. They're trying to murder us.
So naturally, like, the drama gays. Levels are up.
Yeah.
So it's Shocked and a Gaelga. So it's being aired one episode a night.
Every night.
How many in total?
Five in total. Oh. And it's good. I feel like people came into this a lot more comfortable because the contestants of this show watched the first show. Yeah. So, and there was a couple of people that definitely thought they knew the pattern of the show, and they were like shocked because we changed everything up, like all the games and ways to vote and all that sort of stuff. So it's just very juicy, and it's kind of good in a way. It's running through Shock na Gaelga because it's won every single night.
Yes.
So it's great.
On a wire fod. I loved season one of The Great Inspo Home Adventure. I watched every episode. I loved all the different houses that you visited. Would you be open to doing a second season? Maybe that would follow. I know that you have your gorgeous house now in Kilkenny. Mm. Maybe follow a renovation or...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it would be really interesting to sort of like focus a lot more on houses that are being done up, like the process of it. Maybe visit people who are in the middle of it. And also focus on like interiors and like, do we want something more minimal or do we want something more kind of cozy and countryside and a bit cluttered? I think that would be really cool and interesting.
And also to focus on the area we're in, which is really interesting. And like, we have a neighbour, Caroline, who rides in on her horse like every couple of days.
It's like something out of a film.
Oh, no, it is.
It is.
And we're on our own little thing, but she comes in the garden and then you're eating your boiled egg and she'll go past the window on her horse. Hello, boy!
She came in with a friend the other day.
Yeah, two horses trotting in and down the garden. It's gorgeous. And then we have another neighbour, Ethne, who runs a forest school. So amazing. She teaches like kids how to like, you know, make tents.
Ever had a nature-related question, we just call her.
Ethne. Yeah. We're like, what's this bush in the garden? Is this dangerous? Or whatever. So
yeah, can I eat this fruit?
Yeah.
But something had gone to the bathroom in our driveway and I it wasn't a dog.
Sorry,
and
I love that you said something. Yeah.
I was like, what is this? So I took a photo of it and like sent it to Ethne and she was like, oh, that's a sheep has wandered into your garden.
For anyone who's listening right now, and listen, we all know the house prices everywhere are so expensive, especially in Dublin, who are thinking of maybe doing something different, going and moving outside of Dublin and looking for a more simpler life. What advice would you give to anyone who's thinking of making the move?
I think just try and open up your boundaries a bit more. We had to do that. Yeah. Like what we paid for the house we have a 3-bedroom house almost on an acre, gorgeous. Only an hour and a half of Dublin. I wouldn't have gotten a studio apartment here for that kind of thing. Yeah. So I think just opening up your boundaries, even if that's within Dublin. Some people are very blinkers on when it comes to the area in Dublin or the area wherever they want to live. Just open it up a bit more. You're going to have to. Mm-hmm. And then you'll actually find, no, there is life outside wherever you grew up or just the area you seem to want to go in. So I think, just opening up your parameters.
James Kavanagh, William Murray, The Simpler Life, new episodes out every week and tickets on sale for your live show. They're on sale now via Ticketmaster.
They are.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Rebecca. Love you.
Love you too.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
It's chaotic.
I'm so happy.
Carl's first time. Let's go.
98 FM.
Oh, welcome to Monday's edition of Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win incredible prizes if you match three words with either myself or Carl.
Yeah, but just me this morning because it's my first time. I want to play.
Carl is dying to play Matchy Matchy. If you do match the three words, you will win these incredible prizes read out by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Ding dong with a Ring doorbell. Ooh.
Relax with a day at a luxury spa. Oh,
win 100 nice. Euro to spend at a top Dublin shopping centre.
A toasty maker.
And a portable blender.
Oh, so fancy. Gorgeous. And we have the amazing Siobhan in Crumlin playing this morning. Siobhan, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Very well. How's your morning, Siobhan?
Good, good.
Did you get
so
up to
far.
Anything nice over the weekend?
Yeah, I went to the spa in Longford in Central Park.
Very nice.
Oh, Siobhan,
did you get a few
yourself.
Treatments, yeah?
No.
You
spa.
Just hung around the spa. Yeah, that's nice. You could do that.
Siobhan, good for you. And now you're on air on Matchy Matchy trying to win another spa day. Yeah. I love it.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah, it would be great. Siobhan, when you play along, how do you normally do?
Sometimes two, sometimes three, but I have Lana in the car with me today and she's much better at this than I. So
a little bit of help. And good morning, Lana, as well. Good morning.
So, Siobhan, who would you and Lana like to play with this morning?
We're going to go Carl.
Yay! Oh, Carl, I'm going to move for you. Now get out.
Okay, I'm going.
Is so, so happy, Siobhan. You've made his day picking him for Matchy Matchy. Carl is off to our soundproof booth. And let's try and match three words with our Carl this morning. Right, Siobhan and Lana. Your first word this morning is white.
White. Snow.
White snow. Your second word is school.
Bag.
School bag. And your third word is train.
Tracks.
Train tracks. Okay, after white, you've gone with snow. After school, you said bag. And after train, you've gone with tracks. Are you happy to lock in those three words this morning in Matchy Matchy?
Yeah, we're going to lock them in.
I love how decisive you are, Siobhan and Lana. We're locking them in. And we are welcoming our Carl back into studio. Oh, there's a pep in your step this Monday morning, Carl.
The pressure now.
How do you feel now that you've been in the booth?
Out of the loop. I haven't got a clue. And I was like, can I maybe listen in? No, I can't. Couldn't hear anything.
No, you can't hear a thing.
Pressure.
Okay.
Right.
No
Siobhan,
pressure
best
now.
Of luck.
Your first word this morning, Carl, is white.
Bored.
White. Board. Your second word is school.
Bag.
School bag. And your third word is train.
Oh, journey.
Train journey. Carl, have you managed to get a Matchy Matchy this morning with Siobhan in Crumlin?
Siobhan, you got one.
Yeah, you both said school bag. Siobhan, Carl couldn't do it, sadly. White snow and train tracks.
Oh, I'm sorry, Siobhan.
Siobhan, thank you so much for playing, though. And we're going to send you and Lana out a 98FM goodie bag.
Yay.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks for playing.
Bye
bye. Carl, the fact that you got one on your first go is good.
What did they say for white?
Snow.
Okay.
And train tracks.
Yeah, okay, train tracks, yeah. I would have said train journey because I'm well travelled, you know what I mean?
Train journey. Yes. It wasn't me this morning, but if you are listening right now, and maybe you match three with Carl and you'd like to come on air tomorrow morning and play Matchy Matchy, it's always great
fun. Trust me, my answers are never going to be too hard because I'm not that clever.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.